But as some of you are aware, my research assistants realize it's 10 o'clock and they must go outside. So we will take a quick, let's take a 5 minute break. We will resume again at 10:01 a.m. and I appreciate your patience. I appreciate your patience on that, letting me take that quick recess. Just want to make sure before we begin with the next item, which will be item six, that everybody is back. I'm scrolling through. It looks like everybody's here. Mr. Rodenbeck, are you seeing everybody back as well on your end?
Yeah, looks like it, sir.
Okay. All right, then let's go back on the record. We'll call the meeting back to order. The time is 10:01 a.m. Wednesday, December 3rd, 2025, DHO meeting. Next item on the agenda is item six, which is PR 2019-002186. It's DHO waiver application number 2025-00021. Adrian Oglesby requests the aforementioned action for all or a portion of lot tract 51, MRGCD map 35. Subject property is zoned RA and is located at 2103 Los Luceros. Subject site contains approximately 0.45 acres in area. Is there a member of the applicant team with us this morning?
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Adrian Oglesby. Unfortunately, I can't display my video. It's still disabled by the host. But I'm happy to go on just verbally.
Give me 1 second, Mr. Oglesby. I'll see if we can fix it, and then let me swear you in, and then I'll give you an opportunity to explain the proposal, okay?
Sounds good.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jay Runbeck. He should be a co-host now. He should be able to share his video.
Okay.
There we go.
There you are. Good morning, sir.
Great. Thank you. Good morning.
Let me swear you in real quick. Do you swear affirm the testimony you're providing in this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Appreciate that. Name and address for the record, please.
Name is Adrian Oglesby, and my home address and the subject property of this waiver is 2103 Los Luceros Road Northwest.
Okay, tell us about your waiver proposal, please.
You bet. Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. Yeah, this arose because we are doing a home addition project on our historic house there in the Doranus neighborhood. And going through the process of getting a grading and drainage plan approved, the folks in that department asked us to comply with the sidewalk code. And so we are requesting a waiver from installing a sidewalk along Carlotta and Los Luceros. Overall speaking, we don't believe this will have any impact to the public welfare or to any adjacent private property rights. Certainly won't interfere with the city's ability to implement its long-term comprehensive plan. Quite simply, we feel that the sidewalk is out of character with the neighborhood. And so we're asking to maintain the status quo on our property. There is no existing sidewalk system for us to tie into on either of these roads. The nearest sidewalk is over a quarter mile away to the west on Gabaldon Road. And so we think that the waiver is needed and appropriate to maintain, the historic significance of in character of both our property and of the neighborhood.
Okay, thank you, sir. Appreciate that. If you'll sit tight, let me take any comments from members of the public that might be joining us. We'll also hear from our reviewing agencies, and then I'll come back to you to offer any closing remarks, okay?
You bet. Thank you.
All right, thank you. So we are on item number six, PR 2019-002186. Are there any members of the public that wish to provide testimony on this request? If so, if you would use the raise your hand feature or otherwise let us know. Last call for any member of the public for item number six. All right, Mr. Gutierrez, let's begin with Water Authority comments, please, sir. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much, David. What are Water Authority comments, please?
Water Authority has no objection. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Ibarra, let's do code enforcement next. Sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, please.
This is Marcelo Ibarra. I'm reading off the comments for code enforcement. To code enforcement didn't provide any comments for this request.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let's do Parks and Rec next, please. Mr. Runbeck, do you swear affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you so much. Go ahead, Jay.
Sorry, one second here. This is Jay Rodenbeck speaking on behalf of Parks and Recreation. They have no objection to the waiver request.
Thank you, sir. Hydrology will be next. Mr. Chin, do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead, please.
Hi, George has no objection. Thank you.
All right. Transportation is next. Mr. Armijo, my apologies. My brain stopped working there for just a second. Sir, do you have any any testimony you provide will be provided under oath? Is that correct?
That is correct.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead, please.
Okay. Transportation has reviewed the request for waiver, and where it did not incorporate some of the requested clarifications requested, it does adequately cover the 10 criteria required, and so we have no objection.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Mr. Ibarra, are we back to you for planning comments?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just a reminder that you're still under oath. Go ahead, please.
Perfect. Thank you. I just have one comment mainly. What I wrote is if the DHO approves the sidewalk waiver, the approval documentation must be attached to the site plan sheet when it is submitted for building permits. I don't think there's going to be any plotting with this one. So if it's okay with you, Mr. Hearing Officer, I would ask for the applicant to kind of guide us or read us the justification that he came up with for this justification on the sidewalk waiver.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Ibarra. Mr. Oglesby, back to you. As Mr. Ibarra indicated, there are 10 different criterion that are listed within the IDO. Again, just to help us with the record, it's being displayed on the screen in front of you. Will you just go over those 10 items and explain again for the record why you are arguing that the request meets that criteria?
You bet, Mr. Hearing Officer. And actually, what I'd like to point out is that after my correspondence with Mr. Armijo, we submitted a revised waiver letter
Okay.
in which we enumerated every section, all 10 sections and subsections, and actually had expanded our justifications. So if I could refer you to that letter, which I believe was submitted
Yeah,
November
I can share
6th,
that.
November 7th.
I can share that.
Thank you. Yeah, give us just a second and we'll get it up on the screen and then we'll go from there, okay?
Okay, you bet.
I believe this is it.
Yes, that's the correct letter.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Ibarra, for putting that up there. And again, Mr.
Sure.
Oglesby, if you'll talk us through these 10 criterion as it
Yeah.
relates to your proposal.
Yeah, absolutely. And so these criteria, I think, are also listed in the sort of review report that staff provided, which I appreciate. We addressed, let's see, forgive me, I think it's 1A and 1B in that there are pre-existing obstructions that should not be altered. We have some landscaping. That we'd like to not interfere with as it has some historic significance to the neighborhood. And noting that our property is a historic property, as noted in the Los Duranos Sector Neighborhood Plan. It was actually pointed out specifically in that plan as a historic property. The character of the neighborhood and the landscaping is certainly not going to be damaged by not installing a sidewalk. To put it most simply, I think it would be kind of weird looking to have a sidewalk in the middle of Duranus when there are no sidewalks to tie into there. And so let me see here. I'm actually going to just go off the screen as opposed
Sure.
to my letter here, if that's all right with you folks. Yeah, certainly not contrary to public safety, health, and welfare. We got a lot of pedestrian traffic in our neighborhood, and certainly, there's never been a problem with not having a sidewalk along our property there. Again, we pointed out that the old Los Serranos sector plan showed how much the neighborhood actually cherished, our narrow streets, which the city, I will point out, did expand at one point in the past. And that, we have connected networks of trails throughout the neighborhood that are used not only by folks in our neighborhood, but by a lot of folks from outside the neighborhood as well. certainly no significant impact on surrounding properties. Addressing A3 there. Again, there's nothing for us to tie into. There are no neighboring sidewalks. So it'd be a bit of an island of sidewalk out there. We don't think this is going to hinder your future planning, right-of-way acquisition, addressing 3A4, given that there has been no sidewalk there for the 120, 140 years that the property's been there. And so it doesn't seem that it would, add to the public welfare or interfere with any rights of ways that you folks have needed in the past or in the future. Looking at subsection 3A5, certainly we're not going to be trying to interfere with any of the city, county, MAFCA, MRGCD plans, policies that are in effect in our neighborhood or will be coming into effect. Again, we're just trying to preserve the historic nature of our property. And for the record, addressing 3A6, we are not within a 100-year floodplain. We're protected by the levee and are exempted by FEMA in our neighborhood. So address going on to 3A7. Again, we don't see how this maintaining the status quo on our property would undermine the abilities the city to regulate and zoning and subdivision in accord with your comprehensive plan. Going down to 3A8, we're not altering the lot or the type of development in place. In fact, we've worked very hard to try to make this addition match the historic nature of the property and the neighborhood. Again, this is a minimal action. It's no action. Again, we want to maintain status quo in compliance with 3A9. And then 3A10, you could scroll down a bit there. Thank you. Again, this is, we consider this a low intensity land use area, although it's getting more and more crowded, but we are trying to maintain sort of the agricultural character of the neighborhood, which would be, I think, impaired if we had a island of sidewalk around our property. So again, just noting that historically and as expressed in the Duranis sector plan that the city and the county adopted, it was recognized that we have great pedestrian facilities already in existence there. I think we also did it there at the end. Note that this is not a new public residential subdivision, and none of this property has been dedicated as a public right of way. So Section D1B does not apply to our property. Forgive me if I skipped over any of those, but I think I hit them all.
I think you got them all. Yes, sir. Thank you. Appreciate your
Okay.
explanation and your reference to that. All right. Any other reviewing agency participant wanting to make a comment on this? Mr. Rumbeck, your hand just went up.
Yes, sir, Mr. Hearing Officer. I would just want to remind you that, and it's a suggestion of mine only, but if you're making a decision on this waiver request, that you go through the 10 criteria and at least summarize the justifications provided by the applicant.
Sure. Yes. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Anyone else before I close the floor? All right. I'm going to go ahead and close the floor on this particular item. And we are on number six, PR 2019-002186. It's a DHO waiver request 2025-00021. I'm going to approve the requested waiver per the requirements of the IDO because the request complies with one of the criterion listed in section 66P3A1 of the IDO with sufficient evidential support provided by the applicant in their application, their testimony that is provided within the record. Specifically, I'm persuaded that items 1 A and 1B of that particular section are met in that there are pre-existing obstructions that cannot be easily or economically relocated or should not otherwise be altered. Similarly, in 3A1B, the site has been recognized as having historical, archaeological, or architectural significance by the city, state, or federal government. In addition to that, the remaining criteria listed in Section 66P3A 2 through 10 of the IDO has been met, in my opinion, with sufficient evidential record to support the application. Specifically, the waiver will not be material contrary to the public safety or health or welfare as described. Number three, the waiver does not cause significant material adverse impact on surrounding properties as indicated. Number four, the waiver will not hinder future planning, public right-of-way acquisition, or the financing or building of public infrastructure improvements. Number five, believe the waiver will not significantly conflict with the goals and provisions of any city, county, AMAFCA, or AMAFCA adopted plans or policies, the IDO, or any other city code or ordinance. Number six, I'm convinced the waiver will not allow, encourage, or make possible undesired development in the 100-year floodplain. Per criterion number seven, the waiver will not materially undermine the intent and purpose of the IDO, the applicable zone district, or any applicable overlay zone. Number eight, the waiver does not allow for a lot or a type of development that does not meet the applicable development standards for the zone district where the lot is located, unless the deviation to such standards is within the thresholds established by subsection 141664P, which are deviations, and is granted by the DHO as a part of this approval. Number nine, the waiver approved is the minimum necessary, excuse me, necessary to provide redress without being inconsistent with the provisions of IDO subsection 14-16-66P. And finally, because this is a sidewalk waiver request, I've determined the areas of low intensity land use to an extent that the normal installation of sidewalks will not contribute to the public welfare, and the absence of a sidewalk will not create a gap in existing sidewalk systems extending to one or more sides of the subject property. I think I covered it all. Mr. Oglesby, thank you for your participation, your testimony this morning. We will have something in writing coming out to you shortly.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.